C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about 666 Charing Cross Road by Paul Mars. Published by Headline Review in 2011, today it's all about evil books, vampires, and reanimated effigies. Shelley is a museum curator at the quirky New York Museum of Outsider Art. Her new exhibition, featuring a strange effigy which she calls the Scottish Bride, starts to get the attention of New Yorkers. And the popular effigy, now renamed as Bessie, starts to appear on t-shirts and mugs. Shelley's also in a relationship with her boss, a quintessentially uptight Brit named Daniel, with an interest in folklore and the arcane. Shelley's aunt, Liza, is an eccentric older lady, known for her flamboyant outfits, parties, and her obsession with obscure British paranormal stories. Her young friend Jack, a bookseller, shows her an advertisement in a book trade magazine for a strange bookshop in London with the address of 666 Charing Cross Road. The bookshop doesn't have a website, an email address, or even a phone number, so Liza sends a letter and cash in the mail. And she's delighted by the obscure books she receives back and the funny letters from the mysterious Mr. Wright. Until one day she receives an additional book in her parcel from 666 Charing Cross Road, a strange black-covered book filled with symbols and scribblings and an ominous dark stain covering a few pages. The book makes Liza uncomfortable and sends her dog mad, so she offloads the book to Daniel, who is delighted, of course. And then things start to go wrong. Daniel uses the book to unleash unnatural powers on himself and starts a new brood of vampires in New York City. And a strange visitor appears on Liza's doorstep. Bessie, the Scottish bride, has reanimated into human form and is wandering the streets. In order to defeat Daniel, Liza, Shelley, Jack and Bessie must return the cursed book to 666 Charing Cross Road, but nothing goes strictly to plan. Now, this story takes place at Christmas again, in the snows of New York and the streets of London, where the paranormal sits alongside the real world. With Daniel's brood of vampires growing in strength, rumours of a gang of vampires fly around New York City, and the sale of paranormal romance books goes right through the roof. This story is told through the eyes of Shelley, Liza, Jack, and Daniel. Liza was my absolute favourite character. She's quirky and self-assured, knowledgeable and kind, with a sort of energy that attracts all types of people to her. This older lady, obsessed with books, also has a strange past which is only alluded to, and I'd love to know more about her supernatural exploits of her youth. Maybe I need to petition the writer for a prequel. Liza's friend Jack brings another subplot to the story. His boyfriend Ricardo gets caught up in Daniel's spell and he's roped into the adventure to save his boyfriend. I would have liked to have seen Shelley to be a little bit more strong-willed, but she is torn between her love for Daniel and her love for her aunt. This book was so much fun. I tore through it in record time. The dialogue is witty and funny, and the pace absolutely crackles along. So if you like museums, evil books, vampires, urban fantasy set in London and New York, I heartily recommend 666 Charing Cross Road by Paul Mars. Thanks for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or would just like to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to any past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.